You can't hear the story of World War II veteran Leonard Stevens without learning about the woman he calls his bodyguard. Their stories are now deeply connected as the 95-year-old is to his blue ball cap that reads World War II Combat Glider Pilot.
I wear my advertisement because I'm the last of the glider pilots living, and I wear this hat. And we walk into any place and people start talking to me. What the hell are the glider pilots?
Yes, every day's an adventure.
And we have, between the two of us, we always walk away with a great experience with other people.
In the background is Vonnie Wallace, Stephen's neighbor. They met a few years ago. She was walking her dog past his house when Stephen's, whose arm is paralyzed from his war wounds, asked her to help move a table.
I said, okay. I said, but I need to tell you, I'm packing a 9mm, and if there's anybody behind that door that intends to do me bodily harm, they're dead because I'm an expert shot. And he laughed and he said, if there's anybody behind that door that they don't belong there, you shoot them.
The two have been fast friends since. Wallace knows all of his stories and fills in the blanks when he falters. She also filled out all of the paperwork for Stevens, who this September was awarded the French Legion of Honor for his service during World War II. Stevens actually joined the Army before the war.
September 38, I was 17 years old. It was a hell of a depression.
And he was hungry.
I was hungry. My father was an old first sergeant from World War I, and he told me how to use the system.
His mother was a flapper.
From London. In 1912, she came from London. I'm a bean-eating bastard from Boston.
Stevens volunteered to be a glider pilot, was sent to Africa, Naples, and Rome, and even got to meet Pope Pius XII. Then came Operation Dragoon, the liberation of southern France in September 1944.
Well, 40% of my buddies got killed.
That's because the paratroopers, who were supposed to clear his landing area, were killed by the Germans the night before. He crashed, suffered massive injuries, and wasn't rescued for days. It took him 3 years to recuperate. He retired in 1949 as an Army Air Corps officer and then worked as a TV repairman. Stevens and his wife of 69 years raised 2 children and traveled the world, but she died 4 years ago, leaving Stevens adrift until he met Wallace.
And we're buddies. And each of us are bodyguards.
Yes, we say we're bodyguards. Somebody asked me, who is she? And instead of saying buddy, I say, well, this time I'm your bodyguard.
It works out perfectly because Wallace, who is more than 4 decades his junior, is the daughter of a veteran, and her husband also served. And despite their age difference, they feel like they're part of the same military family.
Yeah. I'm husband too.
That's what we say. Mm-hmm. Husband number one, husband number two.
We just have a good time.
One or two.
They can be found at the Village Inn on Free Pie Night or hunting through thrift shops. And not a day goes by that Stevens doesn't get a visit from his buddy or bodyguard. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.